proceedings. You've got to go through a little court proceeding, but not very much. Anyway, the children couldn't bother her till she become, you know, passed on.
Yeah.
She passed on.
And the bank couldn't hold it up.
Oh, no. No. Joint tenant deed. This 103 acres, the boy bought over here to come down that little creek, you know, as a joint tenant deed. And he bought it from his widow. They had to do a little bit of court proceedings, just not very much. You got to go through a little process. And the kids, though, can't do nothing about it. Their children is just out until she passes on.
That's good.
That's the way it is.
If a number of people were at this, here, I'll read this motion, straight and square.
Oh, yeah, you can sure do it with that.
If you want to, well, look at that grasshopper. If you wanted to find out about the people at the funeral, know just exactly what persons were there, what would you ask?
Well, you want to know some person that I know?
Yeah.
Oh, I just have to go down to some of the people I didn't know and ask them.
What would you ask them?
Ask them if they were there.
Well, if you just wanted to know in general what people were there, what would you ask them?
Well, I wouldn't know just hardly how to
ask. You say, who was there, or who all was there, or?
Yeah, that would be probably the way they'd say it. For instance, if I'd have went and she had no hunt, she'd ask me who all was there. That's what she might say, who all was at the funeral, or something like that.
I think that's probably what I'd say, too.
Well, that's probably the way it would be.
You notice the wind has shifted?
Yes, it has a little bit.
And if she comes back with a bag of groceries from the store, you want to know her purchases, what would you ask her?
Want to know where her at?
You want to know her purchases, you want to know what she purchased, what would you ask her?
I'd just say, what all did you get to do, or something like that.
I think that's what I say too.
Sometimes she comes in lots of times with a whole lot of groceries, and I kid her and say, how many stores did you buy out today when I go to carry them in?
Where do you trade here?
Oh, we go to Siloam every Saturday evening, about 12 miles from here to Siloam. Beautiful little town.
I just wonder if the university will let me stay over there tonight.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
think they'd mind. I'm not supposed to go out of the state, but that's...
I don't think that if you didn't go out of the state, you'd have trouble finding somewhere to stay in your... This little town out here doesn't have any... place,
yeah.
Basically to stay.
Have to go to Jay again, or worse, to Grove.
That's right.
What did you call bread that your mother made?
We used to call that light bread.
Yes. Well, that was good, too.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, my wife has made lots of that.
What other things does your wife make with flour?
Well, she makes cakes, she makes cookies, makes rolls, she made those rolls.
Yeah, those are good, too.
Yeah, she can do a lot of things with this flour. She's a good cook, awful good cook.
I'll say that.
Yes,
too.
She is awful good cook.
What does she make with cornmeal besides cornbread?
Well, that's about all we use cornmeal for. We don't use very much of it. However, we do like a mess once in a while. But when I was young, growing up, we used lots of cornbread. In fact, we used cornbread for two meals a day, and we'd have biscuits in the morning. But it's a good healthy thing, cornmeal is.
Tasty too.
And we'd have our own corn and old shell it by hand and take them grist mills, and we'd have just about as fine a meal as you ever seen, you know.
Did your mother ever make fritters or?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we call them flitters. I know what
flitters,
they mean.
Huh?
We call them hotcakes now, but we call them flitters. Yeah, that's
right. See, hotcakes, you cook those on a griddle?
Yeah.
They're about that thick?
Yeah.